Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hi there. My name is Thomas Domville, also known as Not a Mouse, doing another segment of my BGI series, which is in short for Beginner's Guides for the iPhone. In this segment, I'm going to discuss about Apple News. As you would know, Apple News is obviously about news, and that's pretty much what it does. The neat thing about this is that, you know, not only is it a free app, but it's also by Apple, and it's very accessible to use. There are some pros and cons in using this, and I'm going to teach you how to use Apple News and how to set it up, understand the difference between topics and channels and favorites and all sorts of terms that we're going to be going over in this particular podcast. So, before I start, I want to begin with Apple News is not something that you, for some out there, may know what an RSS feed aggregator is. It is an application that pulls information from different sites upon their feeds. Now, Apple News has made it a little bit different than what we are familiar with, more the advanced and, feature-rich applications such like Newsify and Leary. Apple News is a very good app. It is a very great basic and general news app doesn't feed you too much, and it's just the right balance for those that just want to get the news that they want to know and nothing more. So let's go ahead and get this training all done about Apple News for you, okay? I'm going to go to my Apple News here.
News. Double tap to open.
Now, even though I call it Apple News, it is labeled as news. I just wanted to clarify that it's Apple News, the stock app that comes with your iOS. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and double tap in news.
News for you.
Okay, the first thing that's going to happen here is that it's going to come right into what we call the For You tab. This is where all the new updated articles that comes across that you have favorited. Those will be channels and topics of such, of all sorts of articles will start to begin to feed into this particular page. And so it will display all the unread articles that you have not seen and read yet. We won't dive into that first. So what the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to show you the rows along the bottom row of the screen. Okay, so the first thing we're going to notice at the bottom left hand corner,
selected for you tab, 1 of 5.
Obviously, that is for you, as I just mentioned, and there's 5 tabs along the bottom, so we're going to swipe to the right.
Favorites tab, 2 of 5.
Now, this is where your favorites are. This is going to contain all the channels and topics that you have decided to keep as a favorite. Think of it as a subscription. You subscribe to something, it's going to show up in your favorites. For some reason, Apple decided not to use the word favorites, or I'm sorry, subscribe. They want to use the word favorites. So that is where you're going to find those items. And we'll get back to all these items as I explore the different tabs. Let's go to the right.
Explore. Tab. 3 of 5.
Pretty self-explanatory. Explore is going to be an area that we're going to use to explore and find new topics and channels that we can add to our favorites. And one more to the right.
Search. Tab. 4 of 5.
Search. This is a great place also to explore for new things. If you want to look for something in specific, like Apple, for example, you could just type that in. It is a keyword. So anything that's related to Apple or has a keyword Apple in it, it doesn't have to be necessarily Apple Incorporated necessarily. It could be something on golden apples, for example, as a fruit, for example. I'm going to go to the right.
Saved. Tab. 5 of 5.
And then lastly is our last tab. It's at the bottom hand corner. It's called Saved. These are all the articles that you decide to save for later reading, for offline reading, or whatever have not. You just want to bookmark them and keep them in a single place that you will remind yourself to go back and read. Okay? Well, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to want to try to subscribe to, or I should say, favorite something as a channel of topics. Let's go to Explore, for example.
Explore. Tab. 3 of 5.
third button, select, right in the middle, explore, above the home button.
Tab, 3 of 5.
I'm going to go ahead and double tap that, and then I'm going to tap top screen.
Explore, heading.
Okay. Now, there's a few things I want to note in here. Now, as of this podcast, this Explorer is a bit confusing, and it does contain some voiceover issues. This maybe have been corrected in future updates. When you hear from this podcast, I will either update this or it'll be pretty self-explanatory how this item works, okay? But the key thing I want to show you is the bottom section of the Explorer. So I'm just going to go ahead and evaluate the page itself, and what I'll tell you what the voiceover issue is, okay? I'm going to swipe to the right.
Suggested channels, heading.
Okay, there are going to be suggestions. So they're always going to suggest things to you. Now, the suggestion will work based on the things you have favored before or liked before. So in other words, as the more and more that you use the Apple News app itself, the more it's going to know exactly what you want. But since I haven't, I don't have anything in my favorites, it's really not going to be able to suggest me to anything and something in particular. So it's going to be pretty broad, okay? So let's go ahead and see what it suggests to me.
CNN button.
So we got the CNN.
Double tap to view stories in this channel. Actions available.
Now, it says action available. What that means is that we have things in here that we can do with this now. If CNN is something that you would like to see from now on and add to your favorites, you can do so. You could just swipe up.
Add CNN to favorites.
It'll give you the option to add CNN to your favorites. So you just double tap on that if you want to add that to favorite. Or you can just swipe up again.
Activate item. Default
and it goes
action.
Back to the default action. Now, you can also explore a particular channel to see what kind of articles is within it, see if there's anything that you'd be interested in. So if you're not familiar with a particular channel, it has a weird name, but it might have something of interest, you can take a look at it without putting it into your favorites. So you just double tap on CNN, for example.
Add to favorites button.
Okay, so it goes to the top right hand corner. I'm going to go to the top left.
Back button.
There it is. The top left has the back button. That'll take me back to the Explore tab. So as I swipe to the right,
add to favorites button.
We have the add to favorites. Now that's at the top right hand corner. You can go ahead and add this to your favorite if you decide to do this, but the whole point of here is I want to explore this because maybe it's something I'm not familiar with the particular channel. What kind of content does it have? So I'm going to swipe to the right.
Sections selected. Latest 1 of 14 button.
Okay, so obviously it has a bunch of different sections in here that you can pick from.
Featured, 2 of 14, button. Video, 3 of 14, U.S., 4 of 14,
so let's say I want U.S. news. So obviously, this obviously is going to be news, so we'll just double tap
selected
on U.S.
U.S., 4 of 14.
So we'll have to go down through the 14 items
world,
in here.
Politics, money, opinions, 8 of 4, entertainment, health, tech, 11 of 14, travel, living, 13 of 4, style. 14 of 4, unread. Football fans leave waitress a $3,000 tip. Waitress Bray Snow got the shock of her life when she came to the table where one of her customers left a $3,000 tip. CNN affiliate KSTU has the details. CNN, 29 minutes ago.
So the cool thing
swipe
about
down,
this is that
action.
It obviously had a bunch of different sections that you can. So you're going to have 14 different things you can get from CNN. So you don't have to have a CNN app. This is going to do it all for you, all in one area, which I really truly love. So as you just heard, here he's just announced the title, gave you a little bit of preview what the article's about, and by the news source, which obviously is CNN, and how long ago. Now, since because I know what CNN is, and if you have interest in adding this to your favorites, you can then go up to the top right and hit the favorites. Okay, so I just want to show you how you can explore within a channel or a topic that you're not sure what contains in it and before you want to add it to the favorites. So let's go back out of here.
Back button.
Top left is back. Double tap on that.
Explore heading.
So we're back to explore. So let me go ahead and go down to where I was going to tell you.
Suggested channels.
Your suggested channels.
CNN, ESPN, The New York Times, page 1 of 9, adjustable.
Okay.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Here's the issue with VoiceOver on this one. It says page 1 of 9. Unfortunately, when I flick up, it'll say page 2 of 9, but nothing happens. There's nothing with VoiceOver that tells us anything different. So the top three items that we have just gone over is not going to change at all. So hopefully this fix will be updated. And when you get that fix, when you do a page up with 2 of 9, it's going to display more channels, suggested channels for you to look at. Okay. Now I'm going to keep swiping to the right because there's more section.
Suggested topics. Heading.
All right. So it gives us the suggested channels. Now we got suggested topics. Now, let me explain what topics are. The difference between the channels and topics is channels are more the actual news sources themselves. So like CNN would be one, New York Times. Those are specific news sources. Now, when you get into topics, you can get into very broad topics. And the topics will contain a collaboration of multiple channels. So there will be a collaboration of multiple sources. So let's say I was interested in U.S. news for some reason. It will not just pull news just from the CNN, but it would pull from a number of sources. So those are topics. So there's lots and lots of topics. So let's see what they suggest me here.
Adventure travel button.
So adventure travel.
Double tap to view photography.
Photography. So obviously,
stories about this topic.
If you're interested in photography, you would double tap on that. Or you can add this to favorite by doing a flick up. But if you want to see what kind of articles or contents and who provides the news contents within it, you just double tapping that and that'll come up just like it did for CNN. Now, different sources will have different things that will be listed at the top. Some will have the sections like we did for CNN, how it was nicely laid out where it broke up in different areas. You had U.S. news, world news, technology. That's kind of nice, but not everybody has that. Sometimes they have no section. You just go straight to the news source, okay? The article. But anyway, within the topic, so if I would double-click on photography, obviously it's going to show all the articles containing to that category of photography. And you will hear the title preview of it, and then it's going to reveal the news source, where that source is coming from, and when it was released. So you'll get multiple news sources within topic, okay?
Restaurants, button, page 1 of 7, adjustable.
And once again,
swipe up or down with one.
You have the page item, and typically you just flick up, and then I'll show you more suggested channels, but it does not work as well.
Browse, heading.
We have the browse section. Now this is where it is very accessible, and this is where I highly recommend you to come. This contains a lot of topics that would be of interest.
News button.
So if you want to see all the things, the channels of that contains news, you can just double tap on that. I'll go through a couple of these. We'll go to technology in particular, okay?
Business
button. I'm just swiping to the right.
Politics, travel, technology button.
Okay, I found technology. I'm going to go ahead and double tap technology. On technology.
Back button.
Okay, we're at the top left-hand corner. We have the back button. Now I'm going to swipe to the right.
Technology.
We got technology.
Featured channels. Heading.
All right. Now, there are three sections in here. There's a featured area. There are going to be the topics. And then there's going to be the channels. All right. The features of obviously is curated by Apple. Whatever they feel like is the feature news sources of the day or the week or however it works, they're going to list it here. Okay. It just depends how Apple decides what is featured.
Ars Technica button.
Okay, so we have Ars Technica.
Double tap to The Verge.
The Verge.
Wired.
Wired.
Feature topics heading.
Okay, now we get to the featured topics. So these are topics that are featured.
Cloud computing button.
Cloud computing.
Double tap to Wearable technology. Nanotechnology button. Browse channels heading.
All right, and here comes the channels here.
/ code. Quartz. The wire cutter. Daring Fireball, MIT Technology Review, Anonatech, Browse Topics, Heading.
And so and so on and so on. So you get the idea that we got the feature section, we got the topics, we got channels, and then we go back to the browse area of that particular item in technology. Now, you are aware when I did the topics that it was very specific, like wearable, and things like that. So you can get very specific and a broad term of topics that you can find, which is pretty cool. Now, I'm going to go ahead and show you how to do a search. And from the search, we're going to go ahead and I'm going to show you, I'm going to add some things to my favorites. Even though I showed you how to do it, but I'm going to show you some other ways to do it, okay? I'm going to go back to top left.
Cloud computing. Back.
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 All right.
Explore.
I'm going to go back down to the bottom where there is the search bar.
Search. Tab.
Go ahead and double tap on search.
Tab. 4 of 5.
And I'm going to go up to the top.
Search. Search field.
Okay, so there's the search field.
Double tap to edit.
Double tap on search field.
Insertion point at end.
Okay, now, I'm going to go ahead and search for Apple. Now, you're going to notice a couple of things. Now, the screen is going to keep refreshing because every time I hit a letter, it's going to predict what I'm trying to type. And not only that, it's going to start listing of all the channels and topics that is presented by those few letters. But I'm going to go ahead and just fill out the whole word Apple, okay?
Cap Q, Cap A, Cap A, P, P, 3, P, P, top it, L, L, top R, T, O, E, E, top it, Apple Insider,
okay.
3, top search.
Do a search.
Saved, tab,
now the search
5 of 5.
Is at the bottom right-hand corner, and I just double-tap on the search. So I'm going to go back to the top here.
Top it, heading.
All right.
Done, button, Apple. Search field.
Okay, so there's the search
field.
Double
tap to edit.
And you heard that I hit Apple. So let's go ahead and see what they got in here.
Done. Button.
I'm going to swipe to the right.
Top it. Heading.
Okay, so here are the topics that contains Apple. Okay, so I'm going to swipe to the right.
Apple Insider.
Now, that's interesting because Apple Insider is a one source news source. So that's odd that would be a topic. So I'm not sure why. Maybe it's because they contain many, many different section within Apple Insider that they included. I'm not sure. But what you really should be hearing is...
Topics. Heading.
Here goes the topics headings here.
Apple Inc.
Here we go.
Actions available.
Apple Inc. So this is a topic on anything about Apple Inc. So if you want everything you want to know about Apple Inc., you can add this to your favorite. And once again, as you remember, on the Explorer, you just flick up.
Add Apple Inc.
You can
favorites.
Add that to the favorites by flicking up and then double tapping on that. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go ahead and
activate item. Default action.
I'm going to go to default action, show you what's inside of Apple Inc. You remember I told you in topics it contains many different news sources. Let's just go look.
Apple Inc. Back button.
I'm going to go to the right.
Apple Inc. Add to favorites.
And I can add if I want to. It's at the top right.
Unread. Find and remove KeyRaider malware from your iPhone. Here's how. Here's how to check or find KeyRaider malware for iOS on your iPhone or iPad and then remove it if the device is found to be infected. Continue reading this article at RedmondPie.com. Redmond Pie, 23 minutes ago.
So this was done 23 minutes ago
a custom action,
by
then double tap to active.
That particular news source by some Redmond Pie, I think.
Unread. Apple to launch Apple TV with gaming focus. NY Times. Apple Inc. AAPL.
So this one is from New York Times, etc., etc.
Unread. Steve Wozniak bestowed a seal of approval upon Danny Boyle's Steve Jobs biopic. Universal Pictures, we're a little over a month away from the theatrical premiere of Steve Jobs, the biopic from Aaron Sorkin and Danny Boyle. The movie stars Michael Fassbender in the titular role, alongside an interesting assortment of cast members including Kate Winslet, Jeff Daniels, and Seth Rogen as Steve Wozniak. On Saturday night, the much-buzzed-about movie enjoyed its world premiere at the 42nd Telluride Film Festival. Biopics can be a tricky nut to crack for some directors, but the UPROXX.
Okay, so that was a long one. So you get the idea. So if that's something you're of interest, you want to add it to your favorite, of course. And that way it would be at the top right. I'm not going to add that. I'll show you what I'm going to do.
Back. Button. Back. Apple Inc.
So these are the topics. So we're going to keep going down until we get to channels.
Apples. Apple Watch.
Apple Watch.
Show more topics. Button.
You can double tap that
swipe
and I'll
to select
take you to a new page where it shows you more topics and lots more of topics that more are specific to Apple. Okay? I'm going to swipe to the right.
Channels. Heading.
All right, this is where I want to be, is channels. So let's see what they got.
Apple News Selections. 9 to 5 Mac.
Okay, so we got
swipe
9
to
5.
To select a custom action.
One of my most favorites, so I'm going to go ahead and swipe up.
Add 9 to 5 Mac to favorites.
I'm going to double tap on this.
Add it to favorites.
Now, it says it's been added to favorites. Now, the one thing I want to show you about this is I'm going to swipe back to the left.
Apple News Selections.
And I'm going to go back to it
swipe
by
down
swiping
down
to the right.
In favorites. 9 to 5 Mac.
Okay, so did you
swipe
hear that?
Hard.
It was already in favorites, so it's in favorites, 9 to 5 Mac. So it's already added in the favorites. If for some reason you want to unfavorite this and no longer want to follow it, There's two places to do it, and this is one of those places you can do it. You can just swipe up now as you were to add to favorites. Well, it's going to show you something different.
Remove 9 to 5 Mac from favorites.
Now it's going to say remove 9 to 5 from favorites. So that is how you can remove it if you want to do this. So I'm going to go up once.
Activate item. Okay. Default action.
I don't want to do that, so I'm going to swipe to the right one more, see what else they got in channels for me.
Mac rumors.
Oh, I love Mac rumors.
Swipe up or down to select a custom.
I'm going to go ahead and add that to my favorite.
Add Mac rumors to favorites.
Add it to favorites. And so on and so on. So, those are two I have added in there. Now, you can keep flicking to the right.
Show more channels. Button.
And it'll show more channels if you want to double tap on that. And it'll show you a lot more news sources that you can pick from. Okay? Now, there's a cool thing you can do that... if you are looking for something in specific, so for example, I'm going to do AppleVis because I highly recommend you guys do this as well. Add this. So let's go to the top left.
Apple, search field.
Double tap on
Double
Apple
tap
there.
To edit. Search field. Clear text.
I'm going to clear the text.
No results found.
All right, Apple. I'm going to go clear ahead text. And put in AppleVis.
Cap A. Cap A. P3 topics. AR news. P. P3. P. P. L. L. Topic. R. E. E. Top. C. V. V, I, A, S,
okay.
AppleVis.
AppleVis, and then I'm going to go ahead search. And do a search, which is at the bottom right-hand corner. Double tap on search.
Saved. Tab.
All right, now let's go to the top here.
Topic. Heading.
All right, so we got the topic headings. So we're going to see what we got for AppleVis. Let's swipe to the right.
AppleVis.
And there it
Actions
is.
Actions available.
I'm going to go ahead and add AppleVis to the favorites.
Add AppleVis to favorites.
Okay, what I do is flick up, double tap.
Add it to favorites.
And now it's added. Now we should have 9 to 5, Mac Rumors, and AppleVis added to our favorites. Now keep in mind, when you do a search and explore in these items, these fees have been given to Apple themselves. So even we had to go through the... whatever you want to go through, the process of getting AppleVis into this news source. So it pulls everything from Apple itself. You're not going to find everything you've ever wanted. So it doesn't give you the full capabilities like Lyra and Newsify that allows you to manually add in an RSS feed that's not in the Apple News. However, there is a tip I'm going to give you towards the end of the podcast. How you can go about and kind of tricking it, and you can add those particular news feed that may not be listed on Apple News, okay? I'll explain that, and I will show you how you can add those particular feeds, okay? All right, since we have added those three favorites, we can now go to our Favorites tab.
Favorites tab, 2 of 5.
And remember, you can find that at the bottom, which is the second tab. I'm going to go ahead and double
Selected.
Tap on Favorites.
Favorites. Tab,
now let's go to
five.
The top and see what we got here.
9 to 5 Mac. Button. Edit.
Let's
but
go
favorites.
Back all the way
favorites.
Up there. All right. So we're at the favorites headings.
Edit. Button.
There's an edit button at the top right. That is, I'm going to explain in a few minutes, that it's going to allow you to unfavorite a favorite item or a news source that was very similar to what I did in search. Okay? I'm going to swipe to the right.
9 to 5 Mac. Button.
All right. So these
Double tap to view stories in this
are going to contain all the topics and channels that I have listed as my favorites. So 9 to 5 is there.
AppleVis.
AppleVis is there.
Mac Rumors.
And Mac Rumors are there. Now, obviously, they're in alphabetic order. Well, let's go back to AppleVis, for example.
AppleVis. Button.
The nice thing about favorites is that the For You tab, which is the first one, that is going to contain all the unread articles in these three particular favorites that I have. And it's going to be one big giant blob. It's going to be one giant list. For some, you may like that. For me, it gets kind of cumbersome and it's a little too much. So I always come into favorites, and it's going to be a personal preference, really. And you can go into specific favors. So if I'm not in the mood to read everything right now, I just want to see what's new on AppleVis, you just double tap on AppleVis in the favorites.
Back button.
And you'll have your back button at the top left hand corner. Now this is going to contain sections and all the articles that we feed into Apple News. So I'm going to show you what we've done.
AppleVis.
Swipe to the right.
Sections. Selected. News. 1 of 3.
What we've done is we add the news,
guides, 2 of 3, podcasts,
and podcasts. 3 of 3, button. And those are buttons towards the top as in section. Right now, news is selected. All we provide is what I just stated, news, guides, and podcasts. So basically, you're just going to get the blogs that we produce on AppleViz and the most important critical things, so, and even podcasts. So let me show you what some of the news here is, what the recent blog is.
Unread, job searching, iOS and I. Introduction, this post will offer you an account of my experience with conducting the job search on iOS. I will begin with a little information concerning the prerequisites to beginning the job search.
So this is pretty cool. This is one of our new blog, our blogger team has created. So this is the recent blog. So if you're interested in reading that particular article, we'll just go ahead and double tap on this.
Back button.
All right, so we have the back button, and as I swipe to the right,
AppleViz
tells you who the news source is, which is AppleViz.
Job searching, iOS and I.
The title.
AppleViz button.
And then it's going to get into different kind of categories. And basically, sometimes they'll add keywords to this that you can explore more things you probably didn't think about. So AppleViz is one of them. You already knew that. So as I swipe to the right.
Job hunting button.
So job hunting.
Double tap to view more stories about this topic.
So if you want more articles about job hunting, for example, you can double tap on that. And that's how you can explore things. And you're going to find that in different articles. They'll pick out different keywords within the article itself, and that's how they come up with these things that you might be interested in. But since I'm not interested, I just want to read the article itself, so I'm just going to keep flicking to the right.
2 days ago.
Tells me when it was posted 2 days ago.
Introduction. Heading level 2.
All right. So this is where you can just either do keep flicking to the right and have it read to you, or you can just do a two-finger swipe down and start reading for you. So I'll do a two-finger swipe down.
Introduction. This post will offer you an account of my experience with conducting the job search on iOS. I will begin with a little information concerning the prerequisites to beginning the job search.
And you get the point, and you understand how that works, and you can listen to that particular blog, okay? Now, every time you bring up a particular article, it doesn't matter what sources or topics or whatever have not, and when you bring the article up, there's 3 buttons located down bottom of the screen.
Share button.
There's a share button. That's the bottom left-hand corner. Obviously, if you want to share this particular article with your friends on the social network or through email or a text message, you just double tap on that and you can post it to whatever social aspect that you want to reach. Okay? Swipe to the right.
Like button.
There's a like button, which
double
is down
tap
the
to like.
Bottom middle. Now, the like is something that I want to explain to you. As the more things you do favors and the more things you like, the more that Apple will understand and what you are seeking and what you want. So it's going to base its suggestions and features around your likeness and your favors. So the more you do, the more it understands you and the more it can help you find what you want. Okay? And the last one, the bottom left, or I'm sorry, right-hand corner.
Unsaved.
Is the unsave button.
Double tap to save.
You remember when I was saying there was a save tab? This is where you can say, if I want to go ahead and just save this article for offline and put it in my save tab for later reading or something that I just want to come back to at some point, or like I said, if you want to put a bunch of articles offline, and so if you're off the internet grid, that you'll have the articles right there to read. So you can go ahead and just double tap that and I'll say saved. And if you double tap again, you can go ahead and unsave it. So that's how you can save and unsave a particular article. So I'm gonna go ahead and do a save.
Unsaved button. Back button.
Okay.
Saved button.
Now it's saved.
Double
if
tap
I wanted to
saved.
Unsave that, you just double tap that. Okay. I'm gonna save that so I can show you what it looks like in the save tab. Now let's go back.
Job searching. IO back button back
now
back unread job searching IO
for the different articles that you do, there are options you can pick too as well. The very same things that I showed you at towards the bottom of each article, you can do that as well as flicking up on a particular article.
Like
there's the like button,
save,
there's the save,
share story,
and the share story, and then you do it one more time.
Activate item.
And it goes back
action.
To default, which opens up the actual article itself. Okay? Now let's go back to the back.
Back button. Back. Favorites.
And we're back to our favorites. So I hope that explains how the topics and channels and stuff works and how your favorites works. And we explain how the Explorer works and how the search works. Now the For You.
For You. Tab. Selected. For You. Tab. 1 of 5.
Now there's a weird thing about this, and I'm going to show you one of the weird thing about this. I'm going to go ahead and do the top left.
Unread. Having issues with For You.
Alright, there's For You right there. Now I'm going to swipe to the right.
Unread. Having issues with search on the latest Facebook update. Hello, I am having an issue with the latest Facebook update.
So cool. So that is one of our Apple Viz news that I that was recently I read lately. Now, anytime that a new feed has been pulled down or you opened up the Apple News, it's going to remember the last thing that you were at, so what you looked at. So that was the last thing I looked at. I guess this is definitely a feature, and I think it's because they want you to keep in place where you were and so you don't forget where you were last time. What I'm saying is that was the last article that I saw and For You. Now, you notice when I flicked to the right, it went to this particular article, right? Well, check this out. Now I'm going to go backwards. I'm going to flick back to the left, and you would think it would go back to the For You area.
For You.
Of course, it didn't in this person, of course. But I guess my point is that every so often, if I were you, go ahead and flick left once just to make sure that there aren't other unread items and articles in here. So you'll have to flick backwards and you'll see all the new news that you have subscribed to and added. In this case, I am already at the top and I've already apparently have read everything there, even though I added them into my favorites. I think I did that because I might have removed it and re-add them, and so it's already in this area For You. So apologies for that, but you get the idea. So this is where it has one big long list
unread
of having all issues these
unread
articles.
Unread.
Okay.
KNFB.
So these are all the different things. Okay. Now, one more thing. Actually, there's two more things I want to show you. Now, at the bottom right-hand corner is the
saved
tab. As I mentioned before, these are all the saved articles.
Selected. Saved button.
And I'm going to swipe to the right.
History button.
You have your history button. Now, if you double tap on the history, it's going to show you every article that you've ever read. So, if for some reason, you didn't add it to your saved, and you couldn't remember the article that you read the other day, but you didn't add it to save, have no fear. That's what the history button's for. If you double tap on history, it's going to show you every article that you've ever read. So, this will help you figure out, hey, I want to read that one article I read the other day. You can just flick through that, and it'll show in the history, which is kind of a nice feature, which I like. Now, I'm going to go to the right.
Job searching, iOS and I, introduction list post.
Okay, so there's this job searching thing that we saved from the AppleViz channel. So, obviously, this is ready, and this is offline, so you can actually double-tap this to read it. Now, keep a note. The articles themselves will vary, and I mentioned that before how you have the different sections and things like that, but the articles themselves, most of the sites will do a good job of keeping it very clean looking, and you can just read the actual whole entire article, which is really nice. Now, there are a few channels I've come across that aren't so friendly, and I wish they didn't do this, but they do. Is that what they'll do, they'll give you a teaser. So you get to read a portion of the article. And then at the bottom they say, hey, if you want to read more about this, double tap here. Have no fear, it's not going to go out of the Apple News. It's going to bring up the article on the Apple News itself. But it's just say an additional layer and double tap you have to get down to, which I didn't like about. But a lot of news sources don't do that. But certain ones, I want to let you know, you'll have to double tap to read those articles. And now within those are not parsed out as cleanly and nicely. You'll have a lot of links, navigational links in there, things like that, as if you were at a website. So that's the only drawback about that. So you want to be forewarned about that. All right, so this is the save article. And
delete.
If I would just flick up on that, you can now delete that save article. So I'm going to go ahead and double tap and delete that.
No saved stories.
And now there's no saved stories. Okay, now I saved the last for best, the finale and advice I want to show you. This is a really cool thing. If you want to get a particular feed you cannot find for the life of you, now the AppleViz is in there, but what it doesn't contain every feed that I would want from AppleViz. I'm one of those, I like to get more than I can chew off. Now, if you want to be very basic and just get the general things from AppleViz, you can do that. And so that is very, very useful. But if you're like me and you want to get everything, like all the new apps, all the forum posts, all those things, I'll show you how to do that. Go ahead and just do we'll click on the home button.
Home.
I'm going to go to Safari.
Dock. Safari.
I'm going to go to Safari there. Okay, so.
Safari. Favorites. Button.
You can now enter a web address of anything you want that you know has a RSS feed. So if you can find the feed themselves, you can then subscribe to that feed or add them to your favorite in news. So I'm going to go to AppleViz.
Favorites. Address. Search up AppleViz vertical line empowering.
I'm going to go AppleViz there.
Address. Temp reader available.
Okay. So we're at AppleViz site right now, right? Now, if you were at any other sites and it does have a feed or you're at the feed that you want to subscribe to, the nice thing about AppleViz and a lot of sites is that we incorporate the feed right on the main page, so it's detected there. You don't know that, but it's there. I'm going to go to the share button, which is the second button from the left at the
forward,
bottom.
Forward, dim, forward, dim, back, forward. AppleViz strives to empower the community. Share.
There it is, share button. Double tap on share. And we're going to flick down until we get to news. So check this out. I'm going to swipe to
AppleViz. Login. Link. Register. Submit content.
Whoops.
Link. Cancel. Button. More. Button. Request desktop site. Button. Drag able.
Okay, so we got to request
double
a desktop.
Tap. Find on page. Button.
Find on page.
Add to news.
Add to news. Drag. That's able. What I was looking for.
Double tap and hold.
I'm going to double tap on the news.
Selected. Share. Button.
All right, so what it's done, it has added the RSS feed of AppleViz.com to the Apple News. So that's how you can get around manually putting RSS feed in. So, okay, so I'm going to get out of here by clicking on home.
Home.
Let's go back to news.
News.
And double click on news. Okay, now check this out.
News. Say.
Let's go to our favorites.
Favorites. Tab selected.
I'm going to go to the top.
9 to 5 Mac. But
all right, there's a 9 to 5 Mac,
to
right?
View stories on this channel.
Now I'm going to swipe to the right.
AppleViz.com.
Now there's our new one.
Double Apple tap to view stories on this channel.
AppleViz.com. So this is different than
AppleViz button.
The AppleViz that we
double
subscribe
tap to view stories on this channel
within the Apple News. So what's going to happen now is check this out. Now I'm going to go back.
AppleViz.com.
And go ahead and just double tap on AppleViz.com one.
Back button.
And check out the articles we've got now.
Unread. Using Apple Diagnostics with VoiceOver. Unread. Audio test. Category. Utility. Unread. Copying text and OS.
See what I mean? Now you have way more. You have every forum post, apps, entries. You'll get blog, podcast, and the whole nine yards in here. So this is how you do it manually. So you can actually do that. That's just one way of doing it, okay? Now, keep in mind, when you do that, when you manually subscribe to stuff, not everything is going to be parsed really nicely. So when you bring up these articles, they will have navigation and such and things like that. But if you touch the middle of the page, typically you will hit it right on the spot where the article starts. You could always do a headings. You can use your rotors and go to headings and flick down until you get to the header for the particular article or app that you want to read, and that's one way of doing it. Now, the heading also works in multiple places I didn't mention, which is like the Explorer and the Search. There are headings in there, so if you want to skip instead of flicking all the way to the right, you can just use your rotor, go to heading, and then flick down, and it'll go to the suggested channel, suggested topics, and et cetera, et cetera. So this is the hidden gem that I want to show you how you can subscribe to it. Now, one more note before I forget. Now, in the AppleViz, for example, and there's different sections, one of them was podcasts. And yes, you can see all of our latest podcasts. Let's go back to it real quick.
Unread. Use back. Button. Back. 9 to 5 Mac. AppleViz.
Okay, go to AppleViz.
Back.
And I'm going to go to the
AppleViz sections.
Section.
Selected. Guides. Podcasts.
Double tap on podcasts. And then I'm going to go to the latest podcast.
Unread. Enjoy live NFL on your iOS device.
So you can enjoy NFL. So that's the last podcast when I was doing this particular podcast for you. When you double tap on that, it's going to show you the all the highlights and things that we have added in about this particular podcast. It's not going to play the podcast right there then. However, if you double tap on that, and you go to the bottom.
iOS app, that's Joe demonstrates pro football radio and live scores is in read full story on www.applevice.com button.
There's the button I was telling you about. That's that read more area I was telling you about. So what we've done is that we double tap on that. It'll take you to the website where you can find that podcast. And within that particular page will be a button where you can select that podcast and double tap on it. And then you can listen to the podcast. So in a nutshell, you kind of sort of have a podcaster program. It's not, you know, it's not what it was intent for, but you can now easily find all the contents you want for AppleViz right here in a single app of Apple News. You can also follow so many other things like CNN, NPR. I know New York Times is on there, USA Today. There are so many things you can look for, explore, and discover. And I hope what I've reviewed here is a good, general, basic overview of the beginner's guide to the iPhone and using Apple News.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleViz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.